T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You know, I'm still stunned after this loss here. There's no question about that. And the Brewers are still in a playoff chase. There's no doubt about that as well. But it doesn't make it much easier. I mean, they were in the driver's seat, and more times than not, it's going to be a Brewers victory. But that's one of the weird things about this game of baseball. In a strange way, it's all part of the, quote, fun. Let's talk more about that on the great Midwest Bank hotline from MLB.com, Brewers.com, Adam McAlvey. Adam, I'll tell you, you and I have done some shows after some crushing losses, and they're always worse for me, at least, when it's to the hands of the Chicago Cubs. But on the tough loss-o-meter for you, where does this one lie?
Well, it's definitely their toughest loss this season, because they hadn't lost when leading after 8 all year, and then to see them lose on a 2-out, 2-strike pitch to a left-handed hitter by Josh Hader, it's just pretty stunning. So, you know, I don't think you can expect an outcome like that with Hader on the mound, even if he hasn't been, like, lights-out dominant, just blowing through these outings, Josh Hader, this season. It's been a little bit different for him. He's pitched a lot more than he had to in years past. But still, I mean, the numbers, 29 other teams would love to have this guy on the mound in the ninth inning of a 2-0 game, and to see it get away is pretty jarring.
Yeah, no doubt. And I know you've talked to Josh a million times and in my conversations with him. I don't know if I've ever really posed it to him like this. And he will tell you, hey, just give me the ball, I'll pitch wherever they want me to. I've said this from the start, Adam, I just think he's such a weapon in the multiple inning role. And I know maybe they were forced to use him as a closer here for lack of personnel in the back end. But have you ever point blanked him on that, whether or not it was a closer or a, you know, chameleon role?
For Hader?
Yeah.
Oh no, you're never going to get the real answer to that because he is literally like, I believe him too. He doesn't care. He just says, "Give me the ball, and I'll try to get out." And everybody says that, but for him, I really don't think he thinks much beyond that. So, I mean, it's an interesting debate to have. Where is he most valuable for that beginning part of his career? You know, counsel would go round and round with us about, you know, the fact that they felt like this multi-inning with multiple days of rest role was the way to go with him. Then that kind of changed, you know, when they lost Corey Knebel. Now this year with Phelps and Devin Williams, they had some options, but they've continued to use Hader in this role. So it's worthy to debate. But, I mean, results-wise, again, he's been really good this year, even if it looks a little bit different.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And he is, by the way, I need to add in, as pissed as I was earlier, starting to settle down a little bit. But he is the reigning National League reliever of the year. What is it, 2 consecutive years now? So, I mean, you do feel, as you started out, you do feel decent more times than not with him on the hill. I wonder, Adam, and I'm not necessarily blaming Narvaez, because the pitcher gets the final word on what pitch he wants to throw. But I have as big a problem with the 0-2 fat pitch to Rizzo than I do with the Hayward. They're equal to me. Your thoughts on that pitch to Rizzo?
Well, Rizzo, I think for the hit was a slider, wasn't it?
I think Rizzo
hung on a slider.
Yeah, but that should have been up and in fastball and maybe try and get himself out.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can do that with Hayter. The problem is it's like two plus pitches. So when executed, he's going to have the result he wants so many more times than not. I don't know. He credited Rizzo for just staying on a pitch and dunking it into the outfield. The one with Hayward, I mean, Josh Hader definitely stood up and said that was a mistake. Yeah. It was supposed to be in. He put it sort of down and in on the edge of the strike zone, right where a left-handed hitter loved it. I mean, you can't miss there, and Hayward made him pay. So, you know, look, it's hard to, especially with a guy like Josh Hader, to question pitch selection because they're both such good pitches. So, like, when a guy hits it, you can definitely say he should have done something else. But still, when executed, I would probably take the math of Josh Hader's likelihood of success.
Yeah, Adam McKelvey here on the Baby Shade and Blind postgame show. Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Brewers fall to the Chicago Cubs 4-2. And it doesn't get any easier from here, Adam. I know this is a crazy season, but ones like me, and you know me, I'm always going to stick with there's hope, and there is, because it's a sideways season like this. That's why it is a tougher loss than you would imagine. With the Bucks bowing out the way they did, I think some more attention has been put on this Brewer team. Your thoughts, I mean, they've got, what now, 17 games and 15 days remaining. I mean, is their offense good enough to get them through? I like their pitching overall, Adam. I think they've done a decent job.
Yeah, and I think the offense has been better lately. Today you're facing Kyle Hendricks, a guy who shoved on opening day when we thought nobody was going to be stretched out. He went all nine and shut him out at Wrigley Field. So that is an outlier to me. I think they're encouraged by some of the offense lately. And, you know, Tim, the storyline lately is this positivity train that the Brewers are trying to push, and they're wearing T-shirts. This is like right up the Tim Allen alley, where they're trying, you know, every team is trying to generate like good vibes because they're hard to find in 2020. And for the Brewers, it's these T-shirts and the idea of the positivity train. And I mean, tonight's the night to test whether that can stay on the rails, because they've worked really hard to get a good feeling going, and they've played a little bit better lately. And, you know, does one loss completely wipe you off the tracks? I guess that's going to be what the test in the next couple of days, and five games and 3 days against the Cardinals will certainly test the pitching staff.
Yeah, it's a positivity train wreck tonight is what it was, because and that's going to test that. It really is, and I like that. You know, as you said, you know me, I'd smile Milwaukee, and I have a tough time. I'm not doing a show tomorrow because of this loss. I just already notified the powers. I'm not kidding you. I'm telling you, I had a headache, my stomach hurt, and my bowels were loosening. All of that.
Well, that's a little more detail than we all want, but I will say that you are not alone And the one thing that has come out throughout this whole process is that this is tough for everybody. I mean, I think it's tough for fans, and it's about not being able to go to the park. It's about the Bucks bowing out. It's about, you know, the world seeming upside down. And I'm telling you, it's the same for the baseball players. And you can say they're millionaires. They should be immune to all the stuff that all the rest of us are feeling. But they're not, and I think we're learning more and more as these guys talk and open up. This has all been really tough, and Josh Hader himself talked about that last night after a good outcome and a 1-0 Brewers win. That it is just, for him personally, this has been it's just hard getting going after a short camp, and I think the hitters are feeling it. You see that reflected in the numbers. I think for everybody, this is just, you know, it's a 60-game season that feels like about a 260-game season. And it shouldn't feel that way, but it does. And everybody is trying to deal with it. And look, the way they're trying to deal with it lately is this idea of positivity when things are sort of upside down. And like I said, I think tonight's a test of that.
Final thing for you, Adam. I love the book. I really do. And it's in my home studio, right underneath the boom stand, my microphone. It's just propped up. Honestly, it's a very, very cool book. And all hardcore, and even if you're not Brewer fans, you want to get something for Christmas. I mean, that's the deal right there. Let me ask you this. I talked a little bit about this on the On Deck show and kind of attributes your book and connects the dots here. I've noticed in the last, let's say, 5 to 7 years, and I really am interested in your thoughts, managers and coaches and players now acknowledge fans more so than even when I started this job 15 years ago. I mean, 15 years ago, I remember some years ago, Lucroy made mention, Ned Yost made mention, we don't hear the fans too much. So they don't have that big of an impact. Have you noticed, though, lately, like, say, within the past 10 years, that the fan bases are being acknowledged so much more than in years past? Have you noticed that?
I don't know that I have, Tim, but just in hearing you talk about it, here's a theory. Maybe these players feel more connected to the fans because of social media. So many of them are on social media, and so much of it is ugly, but a lot of it's not. Mm-hmm. And these guys here, you know, Manny Pena said how thankful he was to hear kind words from fans when he was coming back from his knee surgery. And Brandon Woodruff has heard a lot of nice things with the birth of his daughter. So I don't know. This is my off-the-cuff theory about why maybe there's a greater connection. And I'll tell you, if anyone felt unconnected to fans, I think after 2020, they're not going to feel that way anymore. I mean, Craig Council made a comment today that one of the things he feels is happening is, I forget the exact context, but it was like, without the fans there, there's less, or how did he word it? Like,
It's different.
The accountability from the fans is missing,
yes.
Or something like that. The word accountability was used from fans in the stands. And I thought that was really interesting. That's something Ned Yost would never say.
Never. And I agree with that. I've noticed it more so with Craig Council, maybe than anyone else, that, you know,
He's connected to the history of this team and the community and all that stuff.
Well, I wanted to take credit for a couple of wins, Adam. Come on. We make a difference. We do, Adam.
I mean, yeah, they before the ninth inning tonight, they really felt like they had something good happening. And it was, you know, just up and down the lineup, a couple of guys. Yelich, before these last couple of games, had some good things going. And Keston Hira and Ryan Braun being back healthy. So, again, this is the test, is whether one night can wash all that out or whether they can come back tomorrow and play a good game, and whether Adrian Hauser can pitch a good game, because he's not been pitching well. And it's a huge game with 5 games and 3 days ahead. Hauser's got to go out and get some innings for him tomorrow.
Yeah, he really does. Adam, always a pleasure, man. Good luck with the book.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate that so much.
Yeah, you got it. And it really is. I'm not just Adam, thanks. To our listeners here, I'm not just blowing smoke here. It is, Austin, have you seen it? Have you seen the book?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, it is such a cool thing. I mean, you're a Brewer fan. It goes over the 50 years, and it's just super cool. All right, there's Adam McKelvey, MLB.com, Brewers.com. He joined us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.